Let us now all join together in our opening prayer. O God of love, you have brought us together tonight and blessed us with your very self. Open our eyes to the light of Christ, which glows in the darkness of a world engulfed in apathy, pain, and loss, a world separated from you. Speak to us now, that we may hear the good news of your salvation. Bring us into the wonder of your presence. Fill us with that light that we may carry into our lives. Amen.
Please join, when it comes your time, to the lighting of the Christ candle. Emmanuel, God with us, interrupt and open our eyes to the wonder of this night, that we might catch a glimpse of your glory in the simplicity of these moments. Your
light. Emmanuel, God with us, interrupt and soften our hearts to the message of this hour, that we might turn toward you and have the way prepared to in us for your coming.
Emmanuel, God with us, interrupt and open our minds to truly listen to all who speak and sing this evening, that we may hear your voice cry out from many lips. May your light shine.
Emmanuel, God with us, interrupt and fill our spirits with the courage to admit when we are lost and the insight to recognize that we have been found.
Emmanuel, God with us, with eyes opened, hearts softened, minds listening, and spirits full, we rejoice that you interrupt what we have in mind in order to bring into being something more than we dare imagine. May your lights. Now, please hear the words according to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. In those days, a decree went out from the Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. May God bless this reading and the ways that the words will speak to us on this very special evening. Amen.
In that region, there were shepherds living in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with an angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors."
Left and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with the haste, found Mary and Joseph and their child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had told them. Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it has been told to them.
Merry Christmas. Welcome to our celebration this evening. For those of you who do not know me, I am Pastor Joe, and along with my colleague, Pastor Kelly, we welcome you tonight. A couple of things I want to just do before I start my meditation this evening is to thank the congregation, because it truly takes a congregation to put on a service like this, and it has taken many people. First, I would like to thank our choir for the gifts of music. They've just gotten started. Just sit back. They got a lot more to do tonight. Thank you for your gift of music. I would like to thank Casey and Janet Howell. They greeted you at the entrance, gave you your candles. They will also be taking up the offering this evening, and I thank you for that ministry of hospitality that they have provided. I'd like to thank Ted Dutton, who's in the choir. Ted, we'll just raise your hand so they can figure out who I'm talking about. He is one of our co-moderators, but he is also our Monday office manager, so he was worked to death today to get everything ready for the service tonight. And thank you, Ted, for your help in making this happen. I'd like to thank our clergy. We are blessed in this congregation to have quite a few clergy, and four of them are with Pastor Kelly and I tonight. Two of them are sitting here, Marcia Hoffman and Jared Yates, and then two are in the choir, Wendy Tajima and Richard Rogers. Thank you, colleagues. On Christmas and Easter, I always make sure to bring them into the service so that they can celebrate with us. That always makes those moments very special for me. Tonight, after the service, we're going to have some refreshments. I want to thank Holly Youngstrom from our Love Ministries for putting that on tonight, and enjoy that. Grab something to go if you wish, or stay for a few minutes and chat with friends and neighbors and make some new friends if you would like. In the middle of the church on a tripod, you'll see a phone. Those of you who don't usually come here won't know this, but we live stream our service. So Merry Christmas to our live stream audience. We may have people from around the world watching, as we have tended to do on Sunday mornings. If you can't make it here on Sunday morning and would like to experience church, you can go to our Facebook page, and we live stream almost every Sunday morning as long as the technology is working. So, and it's working now, right, Patty? So welcome to our live stream congregation who is joining us tonight. They'll be probably sending little messages into Patty and can tell me later who all has been with us tonight in the virtual world out there. I would like to thank finally my church staff, who are just truly amazing people. Wendy Caldwell, our church musician. Laura Redd is sitting next to Jared. She is our child care attendant and just does a fabulous job. Two of our members aren't here tonight. Susanna Mills is our new facilities manager. She had to go back to South Carolina, where she has family. Her mother is not doing well, so we want to keep her family in prayer this Christmas season. And then none of you know this, but Marlene Forsberg, our bookkeeper, went off to Kaiser Sunset today because she was hurting. She ended up having emergency gallbladder surgery to have her gallbladder removed, an outpatient surgery, and she should be home about now. So obviously she's not going to be with us tonight. And then Pastor Kelly and I have the great joy of sharing the ministry with all of you and with this wonderful congregation. So welcome. So before I get started, most of you haven't been here during Advent. And in December, we've been seeing clips of the Miracle on 34th Street. Are there many people here who don't know that movie? Raise your hand. You can be honest. Okay, so you know it. This is the 1994 edition. So if you don't know that one, you might be in for a new treat. And we're going to see a clip of that movie tonight. So just to warn you that that's going to be thrown in there this evening. So tonight we're telling a story that all of you know all so well that you could tell without having our wonderful Gus and Abby and Marcia read that story for you tonight. You know it. You know about a young woman named Mary who found herself pregnant in quite an unusual way. You know about her fiancé, Joseph, and how he was told in a dream not to divorce her, but to continue to fulfill the plan for marriage. You know how difficult it must have been when he had to come home one day and say, "Honey, we got to take a road trip." And she was about 8 months pregnant. "Get on the donkey and let's go." You women who've ever carried a child can relate to that fun experience of what that must have been like. They had to leave Nazareth and go to Bethlehem because the Roman emperor just inconveniently decided it was time to call for a census. It was just simply a means for him to get some more tax money. So they had to go to Bethlehem because you had to go to where the male was from, and Joseph was descended from David, and King David had been from Bethlehem. So they have to make this fun journey there. Of course, everybody else who had family roots in Bethlehem's gone there as well, and it's a tiny village. So, as you know, there was literally no room in the inn. So when they got there and couldn't find a place to stay, they were lucky enough to find a kind innkeeper who let them have a barn out back. At least it was a roof over their head and could keep any rain off of them on a cold winter's night. And so it was there, all of those inconveniences, that a miracle took place. God came to us in human form. And on that night when it happened, the heavenly lights exploded in the night sky. Whole choir of angels began to sing, startling some shepherds who were dozing, watching their sheep at night because they were the night shift, and they didn't want to really be there. Can you imagine sort of hanging out with the sheep and all of a sudden an angel choir starts singing to you? They run with haste, that's probably because they were afraid, to Bethlehem to see if indeed any of this was true. And when they get to that manger scene in the barn, they all kneel and praise God, for they have all witnessed this amazing Christmas miracle. Now, the story, we think, ends there, correct? I'm going to tell you tonight, I think that's just the beginning point. The story does not end there. The story is still being told. The story has to happen for each one of us. We've been talking in December about miracles, and tonight I'm going to talk to you about a miracle in the making. Because you see, this birth of the Messiah has to happen in each human heart. So tonight, you're just like Mary. Each one of you is being receptive and open to what God is doing in your life. There's a birth that should be taking place inside of you as you hear these familiar stories once again. To be open to believe what the angels sang, to believe what the shepherds told, to believe in your heart that God has come to you in human form, just like you and me. So the question we've been asking ourselves all of December is, do we believe? And if you know the movie, The Miracle on 34th Street, you know that is the predominant question throughout the film. Obviously a different Christmas story than the one we're telling in this room tonight. But the premise of that movie is, do you believe this man, Kris Kringle, is who he claims to be when he claims to be Santa Claus? Now, throughout the film, we've been seeing clips, and the story revolves around a Mrs. Walker, who works at Kohl's department store, not the Kohl's that you know, but a fictional Kohl's. She's in charge of their special events, which means she's got to get Santa in line. And her first Santa, as we know, turns out to be a disaster. And then she finds this guy named Kris Kringle, who kind of just stumbles into the right place at the right time. And she's got a pretty hard heart to all of this Santa stuff. She's even telling her young daughter, Susan, not to believe. So Kris realizes that he has to soften her heart. See if he can find room in there that she might believe. And then he will encounter others who also need to come to belief. And as the drama unfolds, he's getting a little bit better time after time, trying to convince people that he's Santa. But yet as the story unfolds, people also think he's a lunatic. He ought to be locked up in the crazy house. And so we actually find him going on trial for his sanity to prove to the judge that he is the real thing. So we're going to watch the final clip of the movie right now. But I want you to pay particular attention to the prosecuting attorney. And watch the interaction between Kris and the prosecuting attorney all the way to the very end.
Having heard the evidence in the matter of Kris Kringle, I, Judge Henry Harper, a representative of the state of New York, must regrettably rule on this day, the 24th of December, in the year
2022. Would it please the court if I gave you your Christmas card? I probably won't get another chance to see you. Unless I get arrested, which is very unlikely, since it's Christmas Eve and I'm going to bed uncharacteristically early.
Thank you very much, young lady.
You're entirely welcome.
And, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
I'm not going to be needing that. The young lady who just approached the bench presented me with this Christmas card and this. It's a $1 bill. It's going to be returned to her shortly. But by presenting me with this bill, she reminded me of the fact that it's issued by the Treasury of the United States of America. And it's backed by the government and the people of the United States of America. Upon inspection of the article, you will see the words, "In God we trust." Now, we're not here to prove that God exists, but we are here to prove that a being just as invisible and yet just as present exists. Federal government puts its trust in God. It does so on faith and faith alone. It's the will of the people that guides the government. And it is and was their collective faith in a greater being that gave and gives cause to the inscription on this bill. Now, if the government of the United States can issue its currency bearing a declaration of trust in God without demanding physical evidence of the existence or the non-existence of a greater being, then the state of New York, by a similar demonstration of the collective faith of its people, can accept and acknowledge that Santa Claus does exist, and he exists in the person of Kris Kringle.
Case dismissed. charges have been dropped. Kris Kringle is free.
Yes. Congratulations, Counselor.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Kringle.
Merry Christmas to you, Mr. Collins.
Thank you. My children wanted me to remind you to be sure not to forget to stop by the house tonight.
Oh, I won't forget, I promise.
We live in Stamford, 3133 Brompton Road. Big white house.
Yes, 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 I know it well.
Yeah, well, anyway, Merry Christmas.
Oh, Mr. Collins, I hope you've taken down that old television antenna. I ripped my pants on it last year.
So how did Kris Kringle know about Mr. Collins' antenna? Maybe it's that last backward glance of Mr. Collins that lets you realize that his heart might just be softening a bit to the possibility. The possibility that something wonderful can be born in his heart if he is open. So we come back to the other Christmas story now with the same thought in mind. For the hardest heart out there among us, maybe this night is just a night in which God can be at work to maybe get into that crack and work a miracle, to show you an amazing love. Because you see, on this night, God came to us in human form. The invisible God now has a face. The eternal word is now spoken through a human tongue. Sacred touch now comes through human hands. For yours is now that face. Yours is now the tongue to speak that word. Yours are now the hands to heal the world. You see, on this holy night, God has given us divinity, and we gave God humanity. And Luke tells us that all of this happens in ordinary places, in ordinary ways. It happened when a government declared a census. It happened in the midst of travels, crowds, and overbooked motels and difficulty finding a place to stay. It happened to a group of low-income laborers working the night shift. And it happened to a young couple wondering why on earth they had been chosen for this particular task. You see, this story is told about ordinary people because it needs to be a story for us. A collection of ordinary people to remind us, just like Luke reminds us in the story, that this birth can belong to anyone. The miracle is in the making. The miracle is in how receptive are you to this story. Are you willing to open yourself up to allow Jesus to be born in your heart this night so that the story can continue on in our world? Jesus can be born in each of us. And that is the true miracle that we tell tonight. Jesus is born in our joys, our celebrations, and our thanksgivings, just as Jesus is born in our sorrows, our losses, and our griefs. Jesus is born in our successes and in our accomplishments, as well as in our failures and disappointments. Jesus is in everything of our life, from the mundane to the magnificent. All we have to do is to be open. To open our hearts just a little to allow the room for God to enter in. So it's time now to let the angels depart, and the shepherds return to their fields, to allow the sky to become dark and silent again, and the holy family can go on their way. All of that needs to happen so that Christmas can become real. The miracles didn't take place in a manger in Bethlehem. The real miracle is taking place tonight in the manger of your heart. Listen. Listen for what the angels sang. Let every heart prepare him room. Let every heart prepare him room. I invite you tonight to open your hearts and allow this miracle to come to birth in you. And if you do that, then you too will know the good news of that great joy.
Circle us, Lord. Circle us with the light of your presence, bright within this dark world. Enable us to be overcomers of fear and temptation. Enable us to be victors over sin and despair. Enable us to become that which you would desire. Lord of creation, Lord of salvation, circle us with the light of your presence.
Circle us, Lord. Circle our family within the shelter of your outstretched arms. Protect them in each moment of their daily lives. Protect them in the decisions that they face. Protect their homes and relationships. Lord of creation, Lord of salvation, circle our families with light of your presence.
Circle us, Lord. Circle this nation with a sense of genuine love and hope. Create a desire to listen to the holy message that you sent to the world. Create a willingness to understand and respond. Create a need to reach out to the Christ child. Lord of creation, Lord of salvation, circle our nation with the light of your presence.
Circle us, Lord. Circle this world with the joy of your salvation. Where there is sickness and disease, bring healing. Where there's hunger and despair, bring hope. Where there is struggle and oppression, bring release. Lord of creation, Lord of salvation, circle this world with the light of your presence.
Let us give our thanks tonight for all that God has done in our lives as we present our gifts of offerings to God.
Remind us on this night of celebration to present our gifts to those who are hungry, those who are lonely, those who struggle for hope and joy, that we might share from our abundance so that they will be touched by your love and grace on this night and in the days to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Please join me in our benediction. Go singing a song to the God of our salvation. Sing of mighty deeds and glory. Join the heavenly chorus and sing. Lord God, highest heaven, earth, peace. Sing of God's salvation from day to day. Jesus Christ is born today.